This is the Faith Conversations podcast. Here we bring people of faith to the table for honest and authentic conversations about personal faith journeys and what it is like to have a personal relationship with God. Hi, friends. Welcome to the Faith Conversations podcast. This is Jessica Cabrera, your host. I'm very excited because we are doing a special edition episode today, and we're going to do a couple of special edition episodes between now and the launch of season three. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that after season one, we did a couple of special edition episodes as well. And it's really an awesome time for me to be able to share with listeners a little bit more about my life, because I don't really reflect on that very much whenever we're doing the interviews. So I am going to spend some time with you guys today, actually reflecting a little bit more on my own personal journey. And then we're going to go into a couple of weeks of special edition episodes where we're going to have a focus on faith and work, which is a topic that I'm really, really passionate about. These are things that really apply to everybody. It doesn't matter if you are in a full-time career or if you're maybe even retired and volunteering full-time or part-time. You could be in a part-time career. You could be taking care of your family. You could be homeschooling. You know, work comes in lots of different forms. For me, it's been in the form of a career and in what we might refer to as the marketplace, but it also comes in a lot of forms, and all of the juggle that we have with work can create overwhelm. It can create a lot of new things that we're trying to explore about our calling and what God has us here for on this earth. And most of us spend the majority of our time working. So I think it really warrants a good bit of our time to have these thoughts and conversations about the intersection between work and faith and God's hand over our work and over our labor and the way that we contribute to his redeeming grace and power here on earth and the way that he works through us and in us to do so. So just really excited about this topic. And I figured I would start out with sharing with you guys a little bit more about my own personal journey. I've had kind of a crooked path when it comes to career, and I really see God's hand on it in such a big way. But I find that a lot of times I just give people a really easy to digest version whenever they ask about my career journey. And something that I'm really wanting to do with this podcast is to show the behind the scenes side of what faith looks like whenever it comes to our experiences in life. So I'm going to try to do that with you guys, just sharing a little bit more about how I ended up on the path that I'm on. I'll start out with the fact that I went to college at Clemson University, and I've changed my major 3 times. So if you're in college and you're not sure what you want to do, you are not alone. But I ended up landing on a major after I studied in Chile, which is in one of the other special edition podcasts. You can learn more about how I ended up in Chile, even though I didn't want to go, but God called me to go. And that ended up changing my trajectory. And it really changed. It kind of lit new passions and interests within me that I was unaware of. So that's how I landed on my first major, which was modern languages. I was not employable. I had no idea how I was going to get a job from that. And I swore up and down that I would not be a teacher. Everyone said, oh, you're doing languages. Does that mean you're going to teach? And I was like, absolutely not. I'm not going to teach. I don't want to teach. But I really didn't know what I was going to do. And I finally got a little bit of sense my senior year that I thought, you know, I was getting a minor in psychology. And I thought, I'm not going to be employable with this major and minor. So I decided to go ahead and just be smart and switch my minor to education so that I could at least have a way to get a job whenever I left if all else failed. And it was one full semester, 15 credit hours, all education. I actually had to give a waiver for them to allow me to do that. And one of the things I had to do in that semester was an apprenticeship. It was kind of like a student teaching, but not that long. So I go into a classroom where I'm just planning to spend a couple of weeks observing. And the teacher was pregnant with twins. And after I'd been observing for 1 week, the teacher ends up getting put on bed rest and they did not have anyone to teach the class. And it was a Spanish class, so you really had to have somebody who understood Spanish. The school approached me and said, hey, any chance you would be interested in becoming a substitute for the school district? And long story short, I did it. I became a sub, I took a job, and I finished out my semester at college and ended and stayed on to be a full-time substitute teacher in this Spanish classroom that I was originally just observing in. And after I was there for 1 month, I won the Teacher of the Month award for the whole high school. And I was a substitute teacher. So it was crazy because my pride did not want to admit that I enjoyed it because I had sworn I was not going to teach. But it actually came very naturally to me and I really, really enjoyed it. And I think that's why I had success in the classroom and it just went really well for me. So that's how my journey of becoming an educator started, but I was still a little stubborn about being a teacher. And by the way, when I graduated, I did have the minor, but I was not a certified teacher, so I could not really go and teach right away. When I left college and moved to Dallas, Texas, again, that was God kind of ended up sending me to Dallas, and you can hear more about that story in the other special edition episodes. But when I got to Dallas, I had no job and I had to find something to do. So I started interpreting for a day surgery unit at a local hospital. And that kind of led me down this journey of becoming a certified interpreter. And so part of my career journey too is that over the years, I ended up becoming a certified interpreter and a certified translator, English to Spanish and Spanish to English. And that was just kind of another thing that was developing for me in my career. And at the time, I didn't realize it was going to lend itself to anything else, but it did. I decided that I would start substitute teaching in Dallas to make some money. And you guys won't believe this, but I was substitute teaching at a local school and the Spanish teacher ended up getting called out because he and his wife were adopting twins. So again, there was a twins situation going on and they came to me and said, would you like to be a full-time long-term sub for this classroom? So I took that job and I was their Spanish teacher for the entire year. And I really enjoyed it. I really had a great time doing it. And that's really what confirmed for me, you know what, I think I want to do this. I think I want this to be my job. So I ended up going through an alternative certification program, got certified to become a high school Spanish teacher. And the following year, I did classes over the summer. And then the following year, I got a full-time job teaching Spanish at a high school north of Dallas. I ended up having that job for a couple of years, and it was while I was working there and going through all of that that I met my husband, and all these other things happened in my life over that term. I never in a million years thought that I would be a high school teacher, but that ended up being the first full-time career job that I had, and it kind of was a culmination of all of these things, particularly having gone to Chile and then the Lord sending me to Dallas. One summer, I ended up getting a certification, a professional certification to teach corporate Spanish language and culture classes. And I had no idea what I was going to do with it because I was a high school Spanish teacher, but I thought maybe I could do something over the summers or whenever. And I was really starting to enjoy the idea of working with adults instead of students. And I didn't know how that would ever materialize. But I went after this certification. I felt like it was what I was supposed to do. And then I just sat on that certification for like a year. I didn't do anything with it until the Lord called us to leave Dallas and to move to South Carolina. And I was really struggling with that. I really did not want to go to South Carolina. I really loved my job in Dallas. We loved our home in Dallas. And I was really struggling with the Lord on why he would do this. But I was seeking confirmation. I just wanted to know for sure this is what God wanted us to do, because I didn't want to do it if it wasn't necessary, right? Well, in the midst of that, I start looking for jobs in South Carolina, and I found a corporate education job at a technical college for like a corporate education department. And when I called to inquire about the job, she said, "I'm so sorry, but we're actually looking for a very specific certification, and there's only one person in the state of South Carolina who has it, but they live in a different part of the state. So we're looking for someone who's going to live in Columbia, South Carolina, who has this certification." And I said, "Well, what certification is it?" And she told me the name of it. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is this. I said to her, "I actually have that certification." She said, "What?" And I said, "No, honestly, I have that certification. I prayed about it and I decided to get it a year ago and I've done nothing with it, but I'm certified in that." And she said, "And are you going to live in Columbia?" I said, "Yes, we're moving there. I don't know why, but we're moving there soon." And so that's how it started. That's how I got that corporate education job. And that job led me to so many different things where I had exposure with so many different industries, institutions, and I did customized training and education for all sorts of different groups. And because of that, I really honed my skills in professional development and in adult education. And I was loving doing that, but I kind of needed, it was contract work and I needed to supplement financially. So I ended up getting a part-time job translating and interpreting at a center that was at the University of South Carolina. And that was just kind of a side gig for me. Well, I also had a number of other things that I was doing at the time. And, you know, I taught for a private school part-time to make a little extra money. I did a number of other things when our kids were young and we were really trying to make ends meet financially, and I just took on as many jobs as I could find. And when the Lord ended up leading us to go to Chile with the kids, whenever our children were 1 year old and 4 years old, then I thought, oh my gosh, I don't know. First of all, I don't know how I'm going to make money when I'm in Chile. And then second of all, what am I going to do if I let go of all these jobs to leave the country? What am I going to do when I come back? I'm not going to have a job. And I don't know how we're going to pay our mortgage. I don't know how we're going to come back to the United States. And it was really scary for God to call us to go to Chile with our small children and not know how we were going to be employed in Chile and how we were going to be employed when we came back and how we were going to pay our bills there and how we were going to pay our bills when we got back. And all of that was just really overwhelming and scary. And I also, you know, I didn't have any career connections and, you know, there I was limited in what I could do because of my immigration status in Chile. So we ended up moving to Chile with the kids and my husband was looking for a job there. And we, a friend of ours from the church that we were going to came up and said, "Hey, we're looking for some English teachers for this English as a second language program." So I ended up teaching English while I was in Chile, which I had never done before. I'd always taught Spanish, but that opened up doors for me because of the corporate education experience that I had, that I ended up doing some consulting in Chile for large corporations who wanted English language and culture training. And for them, they were trying to come to the U.S. to do business and they wanted language and culture orientation. And previously I had been doing language and culture orientation for doing business with Latin America. So it really rounded out my experience in language and culture and capacity building for in the workplace. It was just kind of a journey to be on, but hopefully you can see that God was kind of painting this picture and I didn't know it. I couldn't tell at the time what he was preparing me for next. But once I got into that new season in my life that felt scary and uncertain, he had equipped me with the skills and the abilities and the experiences that I needed to be able to do the next thing that was ahead of me. And that really continued to evolve my skill set and my interest and my abilities. When I was there, when I was in Chile, is when I was thinking about, well, it was actually when we were coming back from Chile, making our plans to come back, I was started to be wondering, what am I going to do in the States? What job am I going to have when we get back? And I was praying and praying and saying, God, please help me. You know, I was applying for jobs. I was interviewing for jobs over the phone and virtually. And I wasn't getting a job and I didn't know what to do. And I was just crying out to God saying, God, please provide for us a job so that we can, when we get back, we'll be able to pay our mortgage and we'll be able to get on our feet. And our renters were moving out of the house and we were going to have to pay the next mortgage payment. I remember very clearly that we were flying back on May 5th. I think it was May 5th. And 2 weeks before we left, I got a message from the center at the University of South Carolina that I mentioned a little bit ago. Remember I said that I had just done some side, you know, part-time work there for them in interpreting and translating? Well, fast forward, I'm in Chile. I get a message from the supervisor of the center saying that she was being relocated because of her husband's job and she wanted to know if I would be interested in taking on the supervisor role. And I said, well, I'm currently out of the country. When would you need me? And she said, we need somebody who can start on May 8th. I said, I'll be there. So I went, I flew from Chile on May 5th and on May 8th, I started this job. And it was a connection from the part-time work I had done during our financial hardship. And now it was preparing me for a full-time job at the university whenever I came back from Chile. Isn't that amazing? God just orchestrated every single thing. And as I was crying out to him, fearful about what kind of employment I would have when I came back, he just place that perfect in perfect timing. It's always in the 11th hour, I feel like, but really perfect timing for me to be able to step into that job. That job ended up being such a blessing for a season because it was a true 9-to-5 job, probably the first real 9-to-5 job that I had ever had. That means that I wasn't taking home work at the end of the night. I wasn't traveling. I didn't have an unpredictable schedule. And so this was all very important because in the last month of living in Chile, the Lord was prompting me to go to grad school. And I was thought that it was just the most ludicrous thing to think about going to grad school whenever I had no job and no money. And I have two kids and we had to be able to provide for our family. I'm going to tell you about a really quick, cool story of how God intervened there. I was seeking the Lord on grad school and just, again, I just felt like it was such a crazy thing to think about spending this money on grad school because we didn't have any money and I didn't know if I would have a job and it was just also unpredictable. But for whatever reason, it was stirring within me. And I was seeking the Lord saying, God, is this something that you want me to do? Is this something that you want me to do? And I found a program that I was very interested in at Colorado State University. We're in Chile at the time. And while the kids were at their school, their preschool, I walked to a Starbucks that was a couple blocks away from our apartment to submit my application. And I was still not sure, but David had said, Jessica, just apply. Don't, you know, just see if you get in. And if you do get in, then we can decide at that point. But let's just go ahead and apply. So that's what I was doing. And while I'm sitting in the Starbucks, remember, I'm in Santiago, Chile. I'm in a downtown metropolitan area. It's a bustling metropolitan area. I'm in the second floor of a two-story Starbucks. I have my laptop out. I've got my earbuds in, and I'm doing my CSU application. And all of a sudden, this person walks up to me and kind of hits me across the shoulder in a kind kind of way, like a friendly way, and said, and I take my earbuds out, and she says, "Oh my gosh, do you go to CSU?" She was a white girl speaking English to me in the middle of this Santiago Starbucks. And I looked up at her, and I was like, "What?" And she goes, "Are you a Ram?" And I said, "What? I didn't even know Ram. What are you talking about? I didn't even use the acronym CSU. I just knew Colorado State University. I didn't even use that acronym yet." And eventually I realized she was talking about this school. And I said, "No, I'm actually just considering it." And I said, "How did you know that?" She said, "I see it on your laptop screen. I could see the CSU Ram." And I thought, oh, okay, yeah. She says, "I'm a CSU Ram." And I said, "Are you serious?" And she said, "Yeah, I'm here studying from CSU right now. And when I saw it on your laptop, I just had to say something." And I thought, okay, well, you know, we had a quick conversation, and that was the end of it. I got up from that Starbucks and went walking back to my apartment thinking, what are the chances that this English-speaking young girl from CSU would walk into the second floor of a Starbucks in a metropolitan city in Santiago on the day that I am praying to the Lord saying, "God, do you want me to do this? Please show me if this is the school that you want me to go to. Please show me if you want me to pursue this grad degree." And then that happened. And I know it seems like a silly thing, but that was it for me. It confirmed in my spirit. I knew. It was almost like God's little tap on my shoulder saying, "Jessica, I see you. I am here. I can do anything. Don't worry about the money. Don't worry about how crazy it seems to do this. Follow me." And so I did. I got in, and I ended up going after the degree. And it was because of getting that degree that I decided to pursue applying for new jobs outside of the University of South Carolina. And that's how I ended up at a job at South Carolina Farm Bureau. And whenever I was applying for the job at South Carolina Farm Bureau, I looked on my resume, and the work that I was doing at the center at USC was just not at all related to the job at South Carolina Farm Bureau. At least at the time, I didn't see how it related. And I even considered not putting it on my resume and just saying that I was in grad school at the time, because I just wanted them to know that I wasn't disconnected from what they wanted me to do in that job. And I just was like, do I put this on my resume? Do I not? And I ended up keeping it on my resume. And do you know that the farmer president of South Carolina Farm Bureau later said to me, "Yeah, I knew when I saw the center at USC on your resume that you were good people because my wife worked there." And his wife worked at the center that I worked at before coming to South Carolina Farm Bureau. And when they were interviewing me, he saw that on my resume, and that was one of the compelling features to bring me in for the interview and everything. And I thought, this is just so crazy, the connections that we have here, even though I was leaving a career in language and culture services and walking into a career in agriculture and nonprofit services. But it was a huge career shift for me, but there was actually a connection. So I'm just so thankful for how God paved that path. And it was because of the 6 years that I had at South Carolina Farm Bureau that I ended up getting a call from somebody who knew that there was an open position at American Farm Bureau. And when they called me, I was like, absolutely not. We're not moving. There's no way we're going to do that. But thank you for thinking of me, but no. And from there, I talked with my husband, and my husband said, Jessica, you've been praying for a while about what God wanted you to do. You've been telling me for a while that your heart was stirring. You felt like God wanted to do something, but you didn't know what. And now you got this phone call and you're not even going to consider it. And I said, no, I'm not considering it. We're not moving. The kids are going into middle school and high school. We're going to stay here until the kids, you know, graduate. And he said, well, yeah, I know we said that. That's what we were planning on doing, but you're not even going to consider this. And right then I knew, oh my gosh, I've got to talk to God about this. And that was scary for me. It was really scary for me. But I tucked away and I went to the Lord and I was boohooing, just crying and crying and crying, say, God, I can't do this. Please don't ask me to do something. Please don't ask us to move. Please don't ask us to relocate. I don't want a job that I like my job. I like the job that I have. jobs aren't that important to me. It doesn't matter to me to go get a different job or a job at a different, you know, at a national organization versus a state organization. But as I sought the Lord on it, he just continued to tell me, Jessica, just say one yes at a time. Say one yes at a time and walk through the open doors that I give you, because it's not about you. It's about me. It's not about what you, it's not about you thinking that I'm moving you for you. I'm moving you for what I'm doing. I'm moving you for what I have, not only for you, but for others, for what I have for your children, for what I have for your husband, for what I have for you. But not only that, for what I have for my kingdom. And for the kingdom work that I want to do on this earth through you and your family. So I'm going to uproot you, and you need to obey me. You need to listen to my voice and follow me. But I will show you the way. And when you are on my way, you will experience the abundance of my goodness. You will experience the abundance of my hand, of my favor. And it doesn't mean that it's going to be easy or that there's never any trial or tribulation. It just means that I am walking, following the Lord on his path, getting to know him and participating in his work here on this earth. And so that's really what my career has been. It's just been taking one step at a time, saying yes whenever God opened the door, or maybe even saying no and then God having to convince me that that's the direction I needed to go in. God equipping and preparing and building skills and abilities and capacities within me that I didn't even know I needed, and really developing me into the person he wants me to be for the work that he wants to do on this earth. And now I get to do that through my career here with where I am now working in DC for an agricultural nonprofit. And I would not be doing this podcast if I weren't with this church that I currently attend, who lets me use all of their equipment, who believes in this ministry. And I just am so thankful for the way that God's hand has been over my career and over my education and over all these things. But I just want to say that this is for you too. God's hand is over you in all of your endeavors. So just remember that you can lean on him, you can trust in him, and you can seek him for everything that you do in your life, for your career, for your whatever endeavors you have ahead of you. Sometimes he's telling you, don't do this. Other times he's saying, go for it. Other times he's saying, wait. Sometimes he's saying, now. And so really just learning to discern his voice so that, and also say yes, even when it's scary, whenever you feel like the Lord is prompting you. So I hope that learning a little bit more about my career and work journey is hopefully helpful and inspiring to you as well, just to know that it's not a straight road. It's a crooked path. I went from language and culture services to agriculture. I went from having, you know, multiple part-time jobs to having a full-time career in leadership and management. And there's just no telling what's going to happen. But I can tell you that God has a plan, and he is orchestrating all things for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his purposes. So thank you so much for listening to a bit of my story, and stay tuned for the next special edition episode that will be coming next week related to faith and work. Go to the description of today's episode to find more information about what we discussed. If you like this podcast, please click follow, share it with a friend, or leave us a review. And get excited because new episodes release every week.